question was asked, has anybody left the congregation because Brother Whitten was here? The answer is yes, they have. And just about 2 or 3 weeks ago, there was a couple left. When it was announced that Brother Whitten had resigned, they came back. I can give you the name if you want to. I don't know whether we ought to involve them or not. You want to go back a little further? There's others. You want to go back a little further than that? There's others. There are plenty of people that have left here because Eddie Whitten was here. Now, has he caused people to leave? Sure he has. I may have done it myself. I don't know. If I have, they haven't told me about it. How about his competence? I mean, things were told me, I had not intended to get into this, but things were told me that I didn't want to hear. But in 1983, when Wendell Winkler left, Eddie took over the directorship of the school and I took finances. And I'll admit it, first off, that maybe I didn't do a good job on finances. But as time went by, well, to begin with, when Eddie got into the school, there was about $10,000, as I remember, a balance of funds there in the school. In due course, the fund went down, and it went down, and kept going down. In due course, it was in the red, going to $6,000 and $8,000. I would take those things into the elders' meeting, those financial statements, and try to get people to look at them. Brother Whitten's remark was, that's not as bad as it looks. Finally, the balance hit $24,000 minus. And Tex, you know about this. We got into a financial committee meeting, and we reduced the church contribution to the School of Preaching from $2,305 to $1,500, which forced something to have to be done in school, and it was. And it began to go down. Is that competence? He knew all along that it was going red, and yet his constant remark was, it's not as bad as it looks. He finally got out of the school and took over the educational program. And it got to the point where teachers couldn't be secured. Why was that? And people can can back me up on this. Because he would say, we're going to do something, and nothing had ever happened. We're going to do something, nothing had ever happened. So people got disgusted and began to quit. We eventually stopped the Sunday evening classes, which was one of my classes. I had the auditorium class in here. I was teaching a tremendous part of the Bible, which was the Minor Prophets. That was stopped. Well, if we had to, we had to. But it was stopped. Teachers continued to slide. So again, we made a change. And Eddie took over the finance, and Brother Tyson took over the education. I was supposed to be working with him, and I was to be working in the TV ward. Well, 2 weeks of that, and this other happened last week. Now, competence? Eddie's got a lot of competence. He's got a lot of competence, but it didn't show up there, and it cost us a lot of people. And I didn't intend to say that when I come over here tonight. But other things were brought up which I didn't want brought up, and so let's get them all out on the table. Yes.